The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
Well, that didn't take long. Has she done something already?
Sadly enough, yes. I found a note. She's taken the kids to Karen's and is headed for Rochester.
I tell you, Kate should be here. I really wish I was there for her right now, and for Horace.
As I understand it, Professor Lynn was her case. Getting him back is the best thing you can do for her now.
How about the warehouse?
When we arrived, the door was open, so we just walked in. When we went in and heard the side door open, then someone ran out.
Did you chase him down?
No, there was fire inside.
You just might have let our best suspect get away.
Now, I understand she's taking her kids to your sister-in-law's place in Reisterstown?
Yes.
I think our best bet is to send one of our field IDF agents there and tail her.
Tika, this is the Controller. Do you have comm with Captain Nate?
Yes, Controller.
Vlad and I will be in the asteroid belt soon. We'll stay in geosynchronous orbit and monitor the situation.
Seems to be an armored scout vehicle headed this way.
The only trail they can follow leads right to the watering hole.
Right to where Nate is.
And now, episode 98, Rochester Bound.
Wait a second.
We're not sure yet, Nate. Stand by. Chief, what is the ETA for them to reach the blind?
ETA?
An estimated time of arrival.
We do not measure time as you do, but I would say they will reach the blind before we get halfway there.
Now I know I don't like what I just heard.
Hold tight, Nate. We'll come up with something.
He will be safe. Tell him to do as I say.
Nate. Chief has a plan, and don't say anything until you've heard it.
Actually, I'm all ears. Everything he's done so far has worked out. I just hope he doesn't expect me to use a big stick.
All right, Chief, what do you have?
Tell him to walk to the back of the cave and take the path going to the right.
Nate, walk to the back of the cave and take the path on the right.
All right, I'm walking to the back, where it's very dark and where I heard strange animals.
Just use your light and keep moving.
All right, heading down the path to the right.
He's on the path going to the right.
Good. Tell him to continue until he sees three standing stones. We call them the family.
Can you see a rock formation that looks like three people standing?
Jocko, come on, there are rocks everywhere.
He said that there's too many stones.
At the bottom of the middle one is a painting made by spitting paint on one's hand.
Look for a painting of a hand. It will be on the middle one.
Still looking.
Ah, come on, Nate. If you can find your way through the Capaldi belt to outrun a Rage Destroyer, you can find a painted rock.
Maybe if it was shooting at me, I'd see it right away. Wait, hold on. Okay, I got it. Now what?
He has found the family.
Tell him to go behind the middle stone. There he will find a large, rounded stone he can move. It will cover another opening.
Get behind the middle stone. You should see a rounded boulder you can move to the side. There should be an opening behind it.
Roger that.
What will be next?
When the stone is moved, he will see light. Move the stone back to hide the entrance.
What's the source of the light?
Above him, as far as an archer can shoot, there is an opening to the sky. Below that is a very deep lake.
Can someone get in from the top?
It can only be reached by a flying machine, and it is a very long drop.
Okay, I'm in and rolling the stone back. Man, there's a lot of light in here.
Roger that. There's a huge chimney shaft. Chief says it's not accessible by foot, only by air. He also says the lake below is very deep.
There are many creatures in the lake he can eat if he has to. There are also many places to hide if someone finds the opening.
Chief says you can do some fishing there. A lot of good things to eat.
I'm not worried about what things I can eat. I'm worried about what things can eat me.
You'll be fine. Chief says to look around. There are a lot of good hiding places, should the patrol find the opening.
Hold on, I'm losing. Back to this opening. Alright, say again.
Recon the area, find your hiding spot. Looks like you'll lose comm in that room, so go to the opening in one rotation unit for an update. Be sure to listen for intruders before you call.
Will do.
Chief, we're going to scout ahead and try to do our observation. Can you position your warriors back where we had a good view of the valley?
This I will do. I will signal you with the Matra horn if I see them.
All right, Marines. Move out.
I have the analysis from the IDF headquarters on those sites we found on that list.
Great. Farnsworth is still at lunch. Let's see what you have. Or do you want to wait on Soren?
Well, he's out drone shopping. I'll bring him up to speed when he gets back.
All right. Let's see what you've got.
These locations that the Hungans marked turned out to be internet hubs.
Internet hubs? As in the actual structure of the web?
Exactly. These locations are central points for all internet traffic in this area. Take these out and our ability to communicate via the web is gone.
So that means emails, credit card transactions, supply orders. The list is endless.
If this had happened 30 years ago, hardly anyone would ever notice. But we became so reliant on the internet for everything, this would cripple us. I think we need to notify our contacts in Homeland Security.
It's pretty much the same drill we did for the communications tower. RAGE is determined to hit us where it hurts the most. Our ability to communicate.
As I understand it from Soren, Wong's mission was to take out a TV tower in Sweden. He said that she told him, why destroy the infrastructure of the civilization when you can destroy them culturally? Take away their communication system and create chaos and anarchy.
And that's the keystone to terrorism. Destroy from within. Create fear and panic and let people bring themselves down. I'll make the call to Homeland contacts and get the ball rolling.
We not only need to monitor the St. Louis grid, but the entire grid, here and abroad. I don't even know if there is any manpower to do this.
Maybe we'll get lucky. Maybe this is the first test. Perhaps a trial run. If we can stop them here, we may be able to stop the whole effort. Tell Soren to make his international contacts and warn them about their hubs.
Will do. Nelson. Yeah, go ahead.
Apparently the bat took some damage on entry, and they had to make a forced landing on Galazza.
Is everyone okay?
Yes, natives joined them on the surface, and they plan to proceed with the mission. Apparently there are some friendly natives there helping them. It seems that Rage has a few of their people captive.
Well, it sounds like they'll be able to continue the mission, all right.
The other reason I called is to bring you up to speed on my situation here with Kate and Kelly.
How is Kate?
She's doing as well as can be expected. My problem now is that some doctor on Latuma said she'd be ready for visitors.
That's not very likely. Why did they say that?
I don't think they realized at the time that Kelly isn't aware of the IDF and was possibly on Latumas or Boldabar.
So now she expects to see Kate within the week?
Well, she's determined to see her before then. She disappeared on me this afternoon, and now Homeland's IDF branch is watching the airport for any travel arrangements she might make.
Sounds like you have your hands full.
How is your investigation going?
I'm here with Detective Richards now. Soren and I have found the lair of the Hungan bombers, and we discovered a couple of the key pieces of evidence. One is a list of possible targets that turned out to be internet hubs. The other is the headquarters from St. Louis Emergency Management System.
Well, it sounds like you guys have your hands full, too. I'll let you know if there are any further developments on Kate and Kelly.
I appreciate it, Horace. Thanks.
No problem.
Well, that sounded interesting.
Yeah, Barnes' ride to the surface of Galazza got messed up. But their mission to save Lynn is still on, and Kelly has disappeared.
Disappeared?
It seems she's not going to wait for the doctors. They think she's on her way to the Mayo Clinic to see Kate.
I've heard she's pretty tenacious. But back to our problem. I'll get started with Homeland on these possible target sites. You fill in Soren when he gets back on international implications. I think we all have our work cut out for us.
Miss O'Neill.
Director?
Do you have an update?
We've tracked Kelly and she's now at BWI.
Good. Has our ground agent made contact yet?
It appears that she parked in the short-term parking facility, so she's obviously planning on a short stay in Rochester.
If she finds out that Kate isn't there, then it won't matter how long her stay is. We need to know what flight she'll be taking.
I have one of my best people on it. As soon as she purchases a ticket, we can swing into action.
Do you plan on using the TSA to slow her down at the security entrance?
No. Knowing Kelly, if outside, there's going to be a scene for sure. We'll have ATC stall the departure while we can get our contacts along the route ready.
So, we're going to go the mechanical issue route.
I think it's our best option. We'll contact the pilot via Homeland to land the plane on the alternate destination under the guise that there is suspicion of terrorism. And we'll have him tell the passengers that there seems to be a minor mechanical issue with the plane.
And as a matter of extreme caution, they will be landing at an alternate airport to investigate.
Where they will discover, thanks to one of our people posing as a mechanic, that there is a potentially serious problem with the plane. The crew will be informed to play along as a matter of national security, and that we're doing this to isolate the suspect from the rest of the passengers without tipping them off.
And they'll have to board an alternate plane, which I assume will not have enough seats.
You get the idea.
All right, just let me know when the ticket is purchased. In the meantime, our latest intel from Baldabar indicates that there was a problem with the bat entering Galaza, but all are well and the mission is proceeding.
That's good news. It's imperative that we get Lin back. Aside from his abilities with guidance systems and hacking, he's now a treasure trove of information about Rage and how they operate. I appreciate the update, and I'll get back to you as soon as Kelly books her flight.
Take a position on that high ground overlooking the valley we just came out of.
Roger that, Cap.
Well, if they come after us, they'll have to be on foot.
I'm sure they'll drive as far as they can. From that high ground, Zane should be able to see them.
Man, I hope Hate has enough sense to stay put. After he shot down a couple of their fighters, Rage was not too happy with him.
Major Whitley told me about that. Who would have thought that Nate was a fighter pilot?
Well, you know, Sheena was flying right beside him, giving him a refresher course all the way.
Cap, I've got movement. Range 3,000.
What do you got?
One vehicle, four personnel. They're dismounting.
Weapons drawn?
Negative, sir. Two of them are in front of the vehicle, looking around. But the other two are by a tree. It looks like they're mounting something.
Is it knee level or chest?
Chest.
I'm guessing they're putting up remote cameras to supplement their drones.
Or they've run out of drones.
They're mounting up. Looks like they're turning around. All right, they're moving back down the valley.
Back on point. Prepare to move out.
Aye, Cap.
Marines, single file formation. Zane, equipment check as you pass.
You know, we're not going to have much cover past those markers.
I'm hoping those cameras are a sign that Rage needs to do a resupply on their drones. This is a temporary base, and I'm sure their assets are limited. In any case, we can conceal ourselves from the infrared with these combat uniforms. We'll just have to take our chances.
It'll probably be close to nightfall by the time we get to that lookout point. We should be able to pick up more activity with our light scopes and infrared cameras. You plan on marching back tonight?
We'll gather the intel and head back to the cave where Nate is. Depending on what we discover, we'll formulate a plan and talk to the controller.
Well, nothing like a little micromanaging.
He is the boss, after all. I'm just a soldier, taking orders and carrying out the mission.
Cap, everyone looks good, even Garcia.
All the time.
Hey, I just said you look good. Looks can be deceiving.
Yeah, you wish, see.
All right, move out. Keep your eyes on food for drone traffic. Keep the pace steady, conserve your energy, especially you two.
So, did you find a good deal?
Yeah, I usually shop online for something like this, but I need it now.
You must think you're going to wrap this case up soon.
No, I just want to take some aerial photos now and then send them to my friends in Denmark. Nelson and I might go out this evening to do some training.
Maybe I'd better alert the FAA, or better yet, MUFON.
MUFON?
The Mutual UFO Network.
Oh, the flying saucer guys. You don't really believe in all that stuff, do you? Flying saucers, little gray men with big eyes, aliens among us?
Not really. I mean, if there were aliens among us, I think we would have found out by now.
Speaking of aliens, here comes one now.
What? Alien?
Oh, nothing. Sorum's just telling me that you were an alien.
You told him what?
I said we were flying the drone tonight, and he said UFO hunters would be after us, so they're coming for you, partner.
I'm not the alien, he is.
Me?
Yeah, you're the one from Maryland's Eastern Shore.
Hey, watch what Munyu are saying.
What's a Munyu?
That's just alien talk. So what's the time that you want to go and fly this beast?
Maybe after supper, before it gets too dark.
Seriously, though, the department has a drone. You might be able to get a few pointers from them.
Thanks, I'll keep that in mind.
Well, you look like you're walking with a purpose.
We got a hit on the bolo we put out on the van from the used car dealer's video. Chris, take Soren and go check it out. Here's the address where it was spotted.
Finally, maybe the break we've been waiting for. Come on there, cowboy. We got some bad guys to catch.
All right. Saddle up, partner. Should we put together a posse?
This isn't the Wild West. Now, are you coming?
Go ahead. I'll be right behind you. I want to get something straight with Nelson about tonight.
All right, but put a move on.
Seriously? You want Chris to go and possibly collar these two?
Check your tracking app here.
Let's see. Oh, it looks like they're on the move.
That's them. And you're sending Chris and Soren?
No. The bolo is fake. Soren, I want you to keep Chris occupied while Nelson and I see what these two are up to. Look at the street they're on.
They're headed east on Olive. Say, isn't that...
The street Seema is on?
Let's roll. Soren, keep him busy.
Will do. I'll follow the tracking on my phone. I hope we can get them before they strike.
It looks like we're getting an update from Jake.
Maybe Kelly is on the move.
She's currently at BWI.
I can't believe she's actually going to go through with this. I was hoping she'd come to her senses.
Maybe she'll take your call now that she's not driving.
It's worth a shot.
You've reached the Merritts. Sorry we can't come to the phone right now.
Nope, straight to voicemail. And if she does that, there's no sense in leaving a message.
We should know very soon if she buys a ticket. According to the schedule I have, there are two remaining flights this evening. One is direct to Rochester, and the other is a connecting flight through Minneapolis.
You can bet she'll get on the most direct and quickest flight. That girl has no patience.
How about Karen? Do you think she'd have any info?
I tried her not too long ago. There was no answer. Even if I could get hold of her, we never had the best of relationships, so I doubt she'd tell me anything, especially if Kelly told her not to.
The grandkids?
If I could talk to them, I don't think they'd know what flight she was on. As far as they know, she's on a last-minute business trip for the firm. We're just going to have to sit tight until she makes her move.
Well, on another front, this is from Nelson. Nelson, go ahead.
I wanted to give you a quick update on the case. As you know, the map we found in possession of the Hongans had a pinpoint on the St. Louis Emergency Comm Center. We just picked them both up on our tracker, and they're headed there now. Detective Richards and I are currently en route to that location.
What about Agent Soren?
He's running a decoy right now with Detective Farnsworth. We need to keep him away from this site. Say, what's the latest on Kelly?
Hey, I'm here with Pierman to follow the action firsthand.
Hey, Horace.
Using her cell phone, we've tracked her to BWI and are waiting for her to book a ticket. Once she does that, we can divert the plane and delay her.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Don't you think she'd catch on?
Probably, but we don't really have an alternative.
Anything new with Barnes?
Not since the latest update I gave you. With nearly a two-day delay in communications, we stay behind on the situation, unfortunately. For all we know, they could have failed, or they could have been on their way back with Lynn. Be assured, I will notify you of any significant developments with the Lynn mission, and with Kelly.
I'll do the same here. Good luck.
You too, Vivian. He just loves that.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Man, the wind's really starting to pick up.
Temperature's dropping, too. We wouldn't last 20 time units out here without these protective suits.
I shouldn't be too much farther.
Nate for Jocko.
Go ahead, Nate.
Just making my first hourly check-in. What was up with that patrol?
Did you hear anything from the cave?
Not really. Those scout vehicles are electric. I'm pretty tucked away in here. Did you see them?
We had eyes on them for a short time. Looks like they were setting up trail cams to replace the last drone.
That could be tricky coming back. If they're transmitting a live feed, then Barnsley should be able to detect them.
Hey, Nate, yeah. I should be able to jam them, but jamming several cameras will throw up a red flag to Rage. Well, if we can get the professor back, we'll really have to hoof it back to base camp.
We're hoping the security force will be small here. As far as they know, this place is inhabited by primitive natives.
Primitive natives who took out two of their drones. All right, I'll sit tight here and save my oxygen. I'll check back in one rotation unit.
Copy that.
So I heard Tika radio earlier about code Tango. Is that some sort of encryption code?
It's a code the controller worked out with Robo 4, Tika, and myself. It merely means any talk or chatter involving him will relate to a communication satellite relay that we are working on through the Platumas portal.
So, he's here incognito as far as the Lin mission?
Actually, he's not here, period. He's aboard the BSS conducting a routine visit under the guise of monitoring the progress of the satellite deployment.
Well, then I guess we better not mess this up.
Cap, I have the lookout position that the scout described to me. Inside.
All right, Delta Squad. Set up defensive positions on either side of the point. All eyes on the Rage base. Be on the lookout for any traffic, especially drones. Move out. Barnes, let's see how good that telescopic eye of yours is. Be alert for any drone signals.
I'm on it.
Remember, everyone, we're here to observe and collect intel, so only fire in self-defense. Garcia, train the scope on the main compound. Barnes, scan the perimeter for activity. We need to find Lin.
I don't see any security. I think whatever they have here is really small. Four of them left on that patrol. Wait a minute. I think I see where Lister and Wi-Fi are. Possibly Lin, too. Hey, Garcia, train your scope on that last building to the left.
Yeah, I see two guards at the door and one on the roof.
I'm guessing there are guards in the mine shaft, watching over their slave labor.
I'm guessing the building off to the right is their barracks and a smaller one. That might be a mess hall. At any rate, I'd say they have a skeleton crew here, and the rest of them are back on Latumas.
All right, everyone. We're going back to the point where we left the Galazans. From there, we'll prep for a night operation. Move out.
This waiting is killing me.
According to the scheduled flights, she should have departed by now. Maybe she finally came to her senses and is coming back home.
I can only hope so. She's hot-headed and stubborn, but in the long run, she always does the sensible thing.
But in her mind, going to see her sister is the sensible thing. Go ahead, Miss O'Neill.
We have a potential problem on our hands. Our tracking shows that Kelly is on the last flight out to Rochester. The plane is departing as we speak.
Other than the fact that she boarded the plane, what is the potential problem?
The problem is there's no record of a Kelly Merritt purchasing a ticket or boarding the aircraft.
I see the problem.
We can now arrest her in Rochester for using a fake ID to travel on a domestic flight.
Will Kelly now face criminal charges for using a fake ID to board a plane? Will Tracy and Nelson be able to stop the bombers? And will the rescue team get to Lin? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Bait and Switch.